Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, March 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, it's Iced Out Day with Pablo from the Mutants. Let's take a listen.
Howdy, Ice Gang. Testing.
Hey, you loud and clear, Matt.
What's up, Reeves? Good to hear that beautiful voice of yours.
Oh, we're just hanging out, doing a bit of work in real life and then on here too. So I'm excited to see what we can talk about with Pablo coming up. We'll wait for him to join as well and invite him up on stage too.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Awesome. Looks like we've just got Mutant Z in the house, so we'll kick off very soon.
Sure, let's let him finish connecting. I just see that spinning circle right now.
Hello, everyone. Pablo here.
Hello, Pablo. Welcome to the Iced Out Spaces.
Happy to be here, guys.
And happy Iced Out Day to everybody in the audience. Pleasure to have everybody here. So welcome, everybody. This is the official second Iced Out podcast, Twitter Spaces. It's on Iced Out Day. Today is March IO, as everybody does know. So we're very excited. You know, this Twitter Spaces has been such a amazing journey for Ice Out because everybody's just in Discords, typing away, having a great time, bantering. But to have the ability to put our voices out there and speak to everybody in the community, we're very thankful for it. We're very thankful for everybody turns up. And we're really, really excited for today's show where we do have the founder of Mutants, Pablo, on the line. And we're actually going to be going over some details about his project, some details about the history of his experience in blockchain, how he got started, everything. So without further ado, Pablo, I just want to introduce you. Do you want to just get on here and give a quick overview of who you are, how Mutants came to be? How's that sound?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I'm so happy to be here. And talking to you about a project that I absolutely love, and we are minting in 5 days. So I'm kind of shitting myself a little bit because there's so many things to do. But it is actually a really exciting time right now because today I've seen the whole collection together, and it's just we are so proud. I think it's gonna make a big impact. It's even been so simple, I think it's going to be kind of different from what we are used to in this space. So on that, I'm really happy and looking forward to Minting Day. So who am I? My name is Pablo. I'm originally from Spain. I moved to London to work in the advertising industry around 11 years ago. I absolutely love advertising, marketing, and art. I'm an art director originally, and I love everything that has to do with ideas and craft. So I moved to London because this is the best industry in the. This is in these cities where the best commercial creativity is. And I moved
Hey,
here.
Pablo,
sorry
to interject. I just wanted to let you know that on my end, it's coming in a little fuzzy, maybe juicy. Can you confirm if Pablo's mic is a little fuzzy?
I hear him loud and clear on my side.
Okay, it must be on my end. I just wanted to check and make sure it's good for everybody.
No, you're good.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I mean, let me know if there's a problem with the sound, and I will try something else. So yeah, when I moved to London, I've been working in advertising since then here, and you know, I absolutely love the creating ideas and crafting them, you know, to make them beautiful. And when I got into crypto, and I was a little bit skeptical about NFTs, but then I found Terra, and I thought that it was the most humanly designed. The most humanly designed interfaces that I've seen in crypto, and because the main objective in, you know, any blockchain is to drive adoption, mass adoption. I was quite clear when I experienced the Terra protocols and interfaces that was going to be the blockchain that it was going to prevail, and I'm convinced about that. And you can feel it by how everything is designed and how everything feels. And, you know, I'm talking beyond tokenomics or anything like that. It's just, it just feels that it's made with a clear objective in mind, which is mass adoption. So I absolutely loved it. And it's, I feel so excited that we are also early here. Once I got interested into NFTs, I got into a little bit into the Ethereum. I investigated a little bit more, but I thought it was a little bit overwhelming. It was full of scams, full of rug pulls. And then I realized that Terra NFTs wasn't, it was uncharted territory. There was obviously some blue chip spaces, but when I saw it, when I saw the things that they were being developed here, I thought that there was so much space to grow, and apart from a really, really engaged community. So I started thinking about what project I could create there. I assembled a team, and we created Sentient Studios from London. And from that, we wanted to create a brand, an NFT brand for the Terra community. We want to create something, an umbrella that creates really, really amazingly creative and beautifully crafted NFT projects for the Terra blockchain. And the first project that wanted to be as iconic as possible, it was called Mutants. And then we came up with this 10 generations idea for the main reason that you never know in the NFT space if something is going to be, because these collections are one-offs mainly. It is difficult to know which ones are going to prevail in the long term. You know, at the end of the day, you're paying a bit of money for something that you think is gonna maintain the value, and their creators are gonna keep investing in the quality of the collection. And then, because of that, in order to create a long-term project, we decided to create sort of this concept of an evolutionary, a visually evolutionary collection that evolves through time. It turns from the most basic of shapes, which is this sort of homage that we have done to the foundation NFTs, like the pixelated ones, the 8-bit sort of homage to all those initial NFT collections. And then from there, we're gonna make it grow. We're gonna make it visually richer. We're gonna make it grow in many, many different ways, and we want definitely to make it be a very, very grown up art collection as we evolve these little mutants. It is almost like in 10 generations, we're going to create sort of this, symbol, this metaphor about how the NFT space is growing. And in order to create a collection that evolves visually, the idea that we had is that one of the key things that we wanted to do, it was reinvesting the revenue, and reinvesting the revenue, part of the revenue that we had, into hiring more influential artists in order to create the up and coming generations. So this is not just about one artist doing every generation with the same style. This is about different artists getting to it, creating something new for each drop, and adding a layer of something new that happens in every generation. So we're excited about how these mutants are going to evolve and how different they're going to be, how they're going to relate, one generation to the next one. That's something that we're really excited about.
Yeah, and Pablo, you have an amazing project here. And just to level set for anybody who joined late, so Pablo is the lead on Mutants. Mutants is a generational NFT project where there will be 10 generations throughout the project, starting with the simpler art and then evolving that art with reinvestment from the project and to bring in more influential artists into the platform. It is an amazing project. I guess my question to you, Pablo, is like, how are people supposed to get involved from a community perspective into your project, and where do you want to take that community as you build?
One of the things that, to be honest, excites me the most. By the way, that was an incredible summary. They should interview you about this project as well. Thanks very much. One of the things that I'm incredibly excited about this is that we can actually take we can actually create a community that is not just a community. There's a collection of creative directors. We would absolutely love to bring all the people interested in the project in this journey and create everything together. And this is not just like the typical thing that everyone say, no, community is great. The community, we do whatever the community wants. No, this is actually sort of, this is actually the community becoming the creative directors of the project. And what does that mean? So basically we're gonna, here in the studio, we're gonna put in front of the community different options, different creative options, different ideas, different potential artists that we can commission, and everything is going to be put to a vote. So therefore, the community will decide, where we take this project creatively. That is such an interesting reason to be engaged on what is happening, and it is, we want people not only be financially invested in this project, we want them to be emotionally invested in this project, believing that part of their sort of opinion and creative taste was taken into account.
Sorry to interrupt. This is Shredder. I'm obviously.
Hi, Shredder.
Hey, it's good to chat with you again. So obviously, I'm a huge fan of the entire project. I mean, and have got in as early as I could into the Discord, and have just been hyped the whole time. Even more hyped since you and I have talked. I think so. You've hit on. When we chatted the other day, you said that there were three things that were kind of your pillars for growing the project. You've already touched on two of them, which unfortunately are the only two that I have written down. But it was the evolutionary aspect of it being generational, growing like the project along with the community and along with the Terra ecosystem. And then the second one, obviously, is community, which you touched on. I don't have the third one written down, and it's been bugging me the entire time between then and now. Can you touch on that? Because, I mean, yeah, I'm already at about 110% hyped. I just want to see if I can get further.
Oh my God, you're putting me on the spot.
I knew that might be the case. So, all right. Well, while you're thinking about it, so here's what I'm hearing from you that is different than anything else. Like, I'm a huge fan and have been collecting like just personal art in real life for a while. We'll call it decades, which ages me a bit, but sure. I'm very new to the NFT space as of like, we'll call it November of last year. And so it's been interesting for me and a little bit of a challenge for me actually to kind of bridge the gap between what I have hanging on my walls and then what I can purchase on my computer. And so the utility aspect being one of the great things, the community aspect being another one, but now I feel like this is the first project where I can be involved generationally, like you said, and potentially have aspect to collaborating my ideas, the community ideas, with like world-renowned artists. I mean, taking someone like you and your team and putting them at sort of the lead, like you said, like the directors of the project, and then having someone like me who's just an art fan, as it were, and then I get to help drive and see where the generations go. So to me, that's something that I haven't seen anywhere else. I mean, there's some art out there that I like. There's, I mean, I've printed my IO bull out because obviously, but you know, up until that, Dystopia was another one that I was interested in for the art aspect and something that I could put on my wall. But kind of tell us more sort of like where you got that and how you sort of just were inspired to get people like me involved in the progression of
your project. I think that's such a good point because one of the things that bring me the most happiness in my career has been working with incredible artists and having you've been a creative and suddenly partnering with the best talent in the world to actually turn it into fruition and become a reality is one of the things that it makes me feel the happiest. It brings meaning to what I do, and that's one of the principles that I thought it was going to be exciting for the community to actually experience that again, and an incredible reason for people to not only to come and experience the project firsthand, but to stay. And it's mainly because once we drop the first generations and our budget gets a little bit higher, we can actually sort of start hiring nice and big artists. And it's not only artists in respected in the NFT community or that they have experience in the NFT world. We can actually have the opportunity to get artists, traditional artists that we all love or we collectively want them to do something for Mutants, and actually onboarding them on the NFT world, because we are starting to have the experience and we know how it works. We know how the generational art is created. We can guide artists that don't have a clue. They're just incredibly talented.
That even into this world. I keep interrupting you. I think there might be
No worries. Go on.
So that reminds me of kind of one of the major takeaways I had from our discussion before, which was the homage in the first generation to CryptoPunks. So it is very simple, it is very basic, but it isn't like a kind of flat copy of even the style. But the fact that you even incorporated that into the first generation to just show the roots of NFTs and sort of where we can grow from was like a huge light bulb moment for me to kind of see that not only like if I was to embark on a project like this, I probably would have just ended up copying the punk style in some way or CryptoPunks or whatever. And so it's obviously just immediately showed me that like your vision and kind of talent in the space is like that of a professional. So anyway, I just wanted to highlight that. For me, that the homage aspect and the growth aspect of it as well is something that you're driving for and that I'm really excited about. So,
yeah, I think there's a clear difference between a homage and literally ripping off a collection. I'm so against all the copycats that I'm seeing in many different ways. I just don't enjoy just like taking the art of a blockchain and bringing it here. I think it's, you can actually take the principles, the archetypes of different collections, and actually do your own version. And that's the principle that we applied on Mutant for the first generation. One of the things that I enjoyed the most, to be completely honest, is why it confirms that the first generation being completely basic, it was a good idea. It was because the first thing we did. It was putting two both different visual styles in the community for Gen 2. And I put different visual styles that were kind of developed already. Because obviously I've been, you know, after launching Gen 1, before launching Gen 1, we had been working a lot on these little creatures, and we were ready on our end because we were a little bit tired of seeing them all day, into moving forward very, 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 very fast. And then people in the community actually, really, really quickly they said, we prefer something that moves a little bit slowly, and we can see, and we want to see the relationship between Gen 1 and Gen 2 and Gen 3. We want to feel that there's a clear and rational and sensible evolution from one generation to another. That scrapped completely our plans to jump so quick, and we decided to explore the idea of how to create a meaningful mutation from Gen 1 to Gen 2, and that made possible a Gen 2, which is mixed between sort of CGI, it's CGI, but it's mixed between 2D and 3D, where the cubes become 3D. It's still in the dramatic moment when they are coming to our world. It is just such a joy to see that the creative directors in the community actually inform the project and take it somewhere that we absolutely love. So it is... And hopefully everyone in the Discord sees that their voice are heard. So I think at the moment we've been quite successful in making people feel that they are actually, that they have a role, a creative role in the project, I think.
Oh, of course. I think that was immediate. I mean, my first day on the Discord, there were already the votes set up for the next generation. And then, I mean, even I sent in some art. Some other people sent in some art as far as like what the generations might look like. It was immediate community involvement. For anybody that hasn't seen the preview of the second generation, it shows you just immediately like what this project is capable of. I mean, if that's Gen 2, I cannot even imagine what Gen 10 is going to look like. Can you also explain, because this is something I haven't seen too much of, but can you explain the Mad Scientist? And sort of how that was inspired, or you know, what your thoughts in creating that aspect of the project are.
Yeah, this was, you mean the NFT, or you mean the idea itself?
The idea itself. I mean, yeah, or both. I don't know. However you want to take
so,
it.
So, just to give the listeners a little bit of context. There's two ways to actually participate in the project. One is buying a normal mutant, which is 49 UST. And that mutant will give you automatic whitelist on the up and coming generation. Therefore, if you buy a mutant from Gen 1, you will automatically get priority to get one of the mutant from Gen 2 when it drops. But we wanted to give, you know, from the beginning, we wanted to give the initial sort of inhabitants of the community the opportunity to actually participate in the project in a way that felt more meaningful and a little bit more, you know, it is a little bit of a boost for us to actually have someone who invests a little bit more in order to get better artists quite quickly. We wanted to give the opportunity for people to be able to invest a little bit more on the project. And then we created the what it was called the Lab Owner token, and it was quickly renamed by someone, I think it was Seraph Mavis. So shout out to him. We renamed it to Mad Scientist, token. And that mad scientist, what it gives you is an exclusive NFT or your lab, a tile with a lab. And then that NFT, that token, will get you every generation of mutants from Gen 1 to Gen 10 airdrop for free in your wallet. And that is 199 UST. So it is a little bit more expensive, but we, you know, I think this one is clear, a bargain for 10 generations NFTs, where, you know, especially the potential that this project has and where we want to take it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I think that list like was filled up almost immediately when you announced it. So obviously there's some excitement there, and I don't even know if any are left available, you're giving any away, but if you can grab a mad scientist, that would be, I mean, just kind of speaking to the crowd here, I would highly recommend it. I feel very fortunate to have gotten one. So, so in that sort of vein of like thought, like thinking long-term, thinking generational, and I'm sorry, I was having some technical issues in the beginning, so I don't know exactly if you already touched on this, but what sort of brought you to Terra, and then how do you sort of view kind of the rest of the ecosystem, not necessarily specific like to NFTs, but like what brought you to Terra, and kind of how do you see the growth of mutants evolving with the growth of Terra? Because we talked about that before. I hadn't even clued in on that until our discussion.
I mentioned it briefly, but I can mention it again because I think it's a very you know, for someone like me with experience in design, when I arrived to crypto and I the first obviously I arrived to, you know, like and one of the biggest changes, then I visited, I tried some, you know, to some protocols in Polygon, in Ethereum, and when I arrived to Terra, it felt that the design, it was actually meant to for mass adoption. It looked really like the person or the team who had designed the whole thing, the every tool, was designing it in order to bring everyone here. And the other protocols felt that they were designed by developers for developers. It was complicated. It was tricky. But then it was such an incredible feeling to you know, start in Anchor Protocol, in Nexus, in many different protocols here. They feel human. And, you know, it's what I said before, beyond the incredible tokenomics of this blockchain, it feels that it's built for mass adoption. And I am so glad to be early in this space, as you all are, of being fellow lunatics, especially, you know, with the Luna pumping like he's doing right now. It is an incredible space to be, and one with an incredible space to grow in the NFT, you know, in their NFT projects, because there's so many cool ones, but still a lot to do, and at least you know, a lot to be investigated and tried, and especially we founded this art project because we thought there was a lot to be done in the visuals, and that's why onboarding new artists into the blockchain is one of the main things that we need to do to actually make it grow even more.
Yeah, I definitely want to speak a little bit to the Terra ecosystem and how it's poised for mass adoption. And I've been in meetings over the last 2 days with some powerhouse corporations in the US, and there is a lot of excitement around stablecoins in general. Now, granted, Terra and UST weren't specifically brought up, and I'm actually somewhat pleased by that, especially as we kind of see the market cap for UST crossing over 14 billion UST that's available, which is just out of control, as we've been able to build up this ecosystem through some institutional adoption, a lot of retail adoption, you know, but the protocols that are coming soon to this platform, to this ecosystem, the outlets and the Alices are going to allow for broad retail adoption, broad user adoption, perhaps not even investment style crypto adoption, but real utility for UST as a stablecoin currency means of payment for goods and services. Just that alone are going to bring people in. And once people start to come in, they will notice what the NFT space is truly about. When they see a project like yours, Pablo, that is building generationally as the NFT space is building generationally, and seeing that metaphor for what this will become, which I truly believe will be the future of money and a new economy that will emerge globally, that will break down the barriers of country lines, will break down the barriers of potential war in places that I don't personally have any real context around, and be able to start to globalize this world through a different medium. And that medium could be a medium of exchange, and trade is something that has definitely been a connecting, it is what has really kind of evolved the human race, is being able to connect with different cultures by means of exchange. But when people start to adopt this and they see something like what you have built, I really think the sky is the limit. And the NFT space, the community building around it, you know, what this world is starting to become about, which is not just speculation, it's about yield generation, it's about being able to manage your assets in a very responsible manner. It's about exploration. It's about innovation. It's about building product. And your NFT series can be seen as a metaphor for all of these beautiful things that is cryptocurrency, that is the Terra ecosystem. And you know, yes, a decentralized finance needs a decentralized stablecoin. Decentralized stablecoin will enable millions of people who don't have access to traditional banking to have access to traditional banking. And this is an amazing place to be. And I cannot stress enough for anyone on this call that we are so early in its development that we all stand to either gain financially or just gain spiritually and gain a sense of community that has never been experienced before. And NFTs are just a beautiful medium for that. Your project is a beautiful medium for that. Bravo for bringing it to this ecosystem. And I can't wait for the mint. And like Shredder, I am blessed to be on that mad scientist list. And I hopped on it as soon as it came out. And I am very excited for this project. I definitely would have loved to have a mutant named after me, but that's more my vanity speaking than anything else. But we're working through it. But I was just messing with you. It's been great, and I think that it's going to be wildly successful. And and I guess to kind of close that out, with a question. Once the generational series is over, do you expect to evolve this and let the community kind of take it in whatever direction the community really looks to take it? Or do you have more of a plan beyond the 10 generations? Don't get me wrong, 10 mints is probably going to take a minute. But and so you might not be that forward thinking. And that's totally cool, because this is what we're about, being able to evolve. But do you have any plans?
First of all, before answering your question, if you don't mind, I will elaborate on what you just said before, because I think it's so interesting. I think it's not only the NFT scene, not only in Terra, but in any blockchain, has revolutionized what art collecting is, and what art means for everyone. Because at the moment, what the NFT concept and being able to own these digital assets has done is technically bringing a new idea of what art is, not very different what Marcel Duchamp did when he put in a museum sort of a toilet, you know what I mean, and put it like instead of vertically, he put it horizontally and told everyone that that was art, and everyone was completely shocked, and they were telling that that wasn't art, that it was actually a scam, and no one should pay money for that. It is exactly what happened 50 years, or no, actually, it was like 80, 90 years ago, when there was an art revolution. Everyone was saying that it was a scam, and what were people thinking? Is exactly what is happening right now. And you know, when I put when I show my NFT collection to people out of the NFT world, they say, "Have you paid money for that?" But you know why they say that? Because they don't understand that what they think art that is worth paying money for is the art that is traditional, and the art that they have told them that has value. What we have done now is making the art that has value so much broader that we have the chance to have the, you know, we have the chance to actually create an art that is absolutely different to the thing that is institutionalized art as art. And the fact that we are talking to this audience, which is mainly really, really young, about a generational collection, an evolutionary collection, and hiring new artists, and people are so excited about it. It was just impossible without the NFT concept. And imagine, we are talking about art, discussing art, talking about color palettes, about details, about generative art. People are, you know, trying to draw, trying to paint. It is just amazing what this revolution has done in terms of making younger people being connected to a world that for them, it was absolutely alien before. It is.
I want to.
Yes, sir.
I did it to you again. I just wanted to piggyback on what you're saying there, as far as if you are both in the like traditional art market and the NFT market, you can't help but see the friction that's there. And many artists refuse to do NFTs. It's the same as a toilet, you know, horizontally. Like, people are disgusted. There's things in the news about it, but I can tell you, I went to Miami Art Week and spent a lot of time at Art Basel walking around, and there are NFTs there, and there were specific NFT shows and specific galleries set up that only displayed NFTs, and it felt like I was a part of something groundbreaking, something new. And I can't tell you how much I agree with what you're stating there. It's a revolution of sorts. And just like Tara and how you said before, I mean, we're so early and it's changing things. And I think the longevity is there. And I think, all of us are, in kind of rarefied company to be part of it. So thanks. I'll let somebody else ask a question.
If you want, maybe I can answer Yussi's question, because he was asking about the future of the project. After the 10th generation, I think, one of the things that I would love, and this is quite early to say, but obviously that there should be something done for the people who own the 10 generations. This should be a celebration of the people who was there from the beginning, or from the people that came later and managed to get every generation in the wallets. I think that should be done 100%, a celebration of the holders of the 10 generation, because we have got to the end, and that means a lot that there are some people that has supported the project for 10 generations. So that is a given, 100%. The rest, we'll see. We'll see, because how long this is going to take. This is going to take like a couple of years to finish, minimum. Once we start getting into motion, into interactivity, into music, what is how long? Maybe 2 months is a little bit short, and we need a little bit more money. A little bit more money and time to create the new generation. But definitely, what is 100% there is a special thing and a special gift for the 10 generation holders.
That's incredible, Pablo, that you thought that far to actually have something to an answer to give Juicy. So that's really, really cool. I'm curious, you know, 10 generations so far out. Right now, I know you're focusing on the present, and I'm curious what the timeline, if you have one, in between generations will be.
The first one, I want to be as fast as possible, because between 1 and 3 or 4, it's going to be mainly visual. You know, I want people to I want people to really understand the idea about the generational thing and how they're going to improve visually through the generations. And it's going to be so clear when people see 1, 2, 3 and maybe and 4 happening quickly and seeing how they evolved and how they have helped to create it together, how they have chosen the artists, how they have chosen the ideas. So, and that we're talking from here to, from generation 3, we're talking about July, maybe a little bit later in the year, September, October for Gen 4. And then after Gen 4, we probably going to have at that time already many ideas and many artists aligned and many, we will know what we're going to do, but probably it's going to be more complicated and we will need a little bit more time. So I assume that 1, 2, 3, and 4 will be quick. Once we start to get a little bit more complicated and we have to program stuff to compose music, a soundtrack for each one of the characters, for example, once we have to add motion and render 6,000 NFTs with motion, to hire more, you know, and you know, visual artists that can actually have expertise in motion, that is a little bit trickier to actually calculate from where we are right now. But we want to move as fast as we can, but delivering, you know, the best craft that we can. We will never compromise quality for bringing the collection earlier.
That really touches on the point that we actually talked about before, about longevity of the project and how important it is in this NFT space to for investors, especially, to be analyzing these projects that they're putting their money into. And the longevity that you guys have in mind is really impressive, giving so much power to the people, to the investors, to constantly come up with the next set of NFTs. I mean, I foresee this being a super, obviously, 10 generations. But one thing I was curious about is with the, you know, increase in the price of Luna, and this is just a general question, not necessarily about mutants. Like, how do you perceive what the Luna NFT future landscape will look like? You know, we see floors dropping with the price of Luna increasing. I do believe there's going to be a stabilization and an adoption into Terra NFTs. I was curious how, if you share the same beliefs or if you have your own opinion.
I believe in the growth of the platform. So one of the assumptions that we have from the beginning is that this platform is going to have a big raise in adoption. So that's going to bring organically more people into the platform and therefore into the NFT space. So that's the reason of why we are sort of raising the supply as the generation go, because we assume that there are going to be more people interested in NFTs, and that's going to make the collection sustainable and the revenue higher to get more artists. In terms of the future of the NFT, I think they're gonna massively grow as more people come to the platform. But for us, we always wanted to keep it very, very close to UST instead of Luna. It's mainly because we need to, our project is based on the artist that is going to design the generation and the price that is costing us to actually create the whole the whole project. So we want to keep it in stable coins. We're going to always, you know, regardless of the value of Luna, we're going to be working on UST because we're going to have to pay the artists in real money. So what we're going to do is calculate on how much it will be, the budget that we have to create that what we want to create, and price the NFT based on that. So we're going to keep it quite close to the real world. Therefore, we go with UST. So the Luna price is going to, for us, is going to be quite, you know, it's not going to matter, to be honest.
Beautiful. And that's actually something that Iced Out and Mutants really have a lot in common. The organic nature of an NFT project to really have a grassroots adoption. Like, for instance, your Discord day one, the activity there was extremely impressive. And just to see that you guys as the team were so interactive with the community, that's obviously step one. But the fact that you actually offered the entire framework up front of what the entire project's going to be, and not just saying that it's going to be left up to the community to decide. I love how you focus on the longevity and actual utility, which in this case is real art. I mean, you have an art background. These NFTs are evolving to literally going to become art pieces that none of us can even fathom what they're going to look like. But it's really cool. And that's one of the biggest attractors that Iced Out had to your project. So thanks for doing such a great job. But, you know, our community was founded on the same principle. We didn't care, and we don't care about the floor price of Iced Out Bulls. What matters to us is how successful we are as a community to grow and be part of this extreme adoption that we all have a great feeling that is coming. So I just want to say thanks for, you know, keeping it so real and just being a G in the space, man. Like it's truly amazing to see a project like yours coming up in Terra.
Oh my man, I'm so grateful, and that's one of the things that I think we have in common. And I see in your community, and it's something that it is amazing what you have built together. And it's because it's what we've been talking, you know, in a place where it is so it is the Wild West. It is very tricky to actually put your money on something that you don't know how it's going to go. So something that you believe is going to be sustainable in the long term is fundamental to actually believe that it's going to work. In our case, it's the 10 generations. But when I saw your community, the first time I thought is like, this is absolutely genius, because you know that that's not going to go anywhere. That is a closed group of people that are sort of communicating, making them better and better, being able to be there and being able to learn from each member of the community. It is just absolutely amazing, and that's why you can see the price of the Isaac Bulls is not like for the art and anything like that. It's for the long-term community that you are creating. And at the end of the day, not only that, it's about honesty and integrity in this world that, you know, we are all anonymous because of it's full of scammers, and you know, you don't want to risk anything. The only thing that you have, the only asset, the only equity that you have in this space is what you have done in the past. And honesty and integrity are the main currency here, actually. So congratulations on that.
No, that's a beautiful sentiment. I definitely couldn't agree more in terms of honesty and integrity, you know, being, you know, our word is our bond. And in terms of what we as the Iced Out Bulls, you know, have built, continue to build, you know, this ecosystem, this space, this world is impossible to navigate alone. It is impossible to navigate alone. So you find your people, you find your crew, and you share the information that you have, and then they share the information that they have, and then everybody gets to benefit from the community aspect and that organic growth as we continue to evolve this space and build in this space. Yeah, I went off on my tangent before, and I won't do the same this time. But I'm incredibly excited about your project, Pablo. Incredibly excited about the Iced Out Bulls, naturally, and just very, very grateful to be here with everybody. And like, this is an awesome experience to be able to do this live and have this cast and have a group of people that you know we don't know that can join this and we can all kind of share ideas. Sel, do you want to open up to questions from the audience?
I do. I that's exactly what I was about to do. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who was tuning in. We're all NFT collectors, specifically on Terra, I imagine, in this audience. Anyone who's not, welcome. I hope you guys got something out of this conversation. We touched on a lot of really, really good points about why we're here, what makes this space valuable, what gives these projects inherent value. And thank you guys for all being here. That being said, anybody in the audience, raise a hand. Would love to have you come up, ask any questions that you have. I see we have one right here. We got, I think it's Samson. So I'm going to add you as a speaker right now. Why don't you come up here and share what you have to add. But while we wait for Samson to come up, I see you're up here, Samson. Just give me one moment. Guys, everybody who's in here, I just want to say we do have a very exciting announcement as Iced Out. You guys might have seen it on the Twitter. But we have completely finished up our V2 website for Iced Out. You can check it out there. You can check out our collabs, our collection, you know, all the holders. You can see our Twitters. So if anybody wants to see what's going on in Iced Out, please visit icedoutdao.io. Check it out. Big, big shout out to Mina AD, our Iced Out Bull dev who put the whole website together. Thank you, guys. It's been really cool seeing what we can do as a team. But Samson, let me hear your question, friend.
Hi, mine was, it was for Pablo, really. Just want to say, big fan of the project. I'm on the mad scientist list. I'm really excited about it. I was just thinking about, you know, once you start getting to kind of the last few generations, you know, if you're kind of, we're at like generation 8, 9 or whatever, have you thought about how to kind of maintain that value of the mad scientist when, you know, you are so far down the line and there's only a few generations left? Can you see that like dying off a little bit at the end, or do you have any thoughts to that? Thanks.
Thank you. That's a great question. I think the main answer would be that this is an art project, and it's true that obviously it's like that NFT would be like it would be less and less valuable, you know, once the generations are like, once the collection is finishing. But at the same time, and probably this is not a this, you know, this coming from an from a guy experiencing art and not in finance, it's not a good question. It's not a good answer. But we actually really believe that mad scientist token is going to mean a lot. I'm not sure if it's going to sort of reflect financially, but after the 10 generations, when the collection is almost finished, we think that owning that token is going to be very, very special, because that means that you were one of the few that was there from the beginning. I think it's one of those foundational NFTs that, you know, in terms of value, I don't know what is the financial value, but definitely it is an incredible emotional value that it's going to have. And that probably is going to mean that not many people is going to want to actually trade it, because it means something. But that's someone who has experience in art, not in finance.
No, yeah, that's fair enough. I'm sure it will. I'm sure it'll be a, you know, like a classic piece to own. No, thank you for that. Cheers.
And by the way, you haven't seen it yet, but it's just beautiful. And what Nick has designed, it is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in this ecosystem. Not only because of the idea of the lab tile is beautiful, it's because everything. If you have been in the community, I can tell you that you're not going to sell that, because is full of Easter. I shouldn't be saying that because it's a secret, but it's full of Easter eggs of everything that has been happening in the community. You're gonna be able to zoom in and see in every moment that we have lived together is gonna be there reflected in that visual. So I think it's silly someone talking about emotional value in this space, but you're gonna see it, and I think you're gonna love it.
No, sounds epic. Can't wait. And yeah, hopefully get to meet you at a London event soon. Cheers.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll have a pint together.
Yeah, thanks, man. Bye.
Cheers.
That was awesome. Thank you for coming up and asking that question. Any other questions? We do have a little bit of a surprise for everybody who's still here at the end of the spaces. Thank you, everybody who stayed to the end. But I just want to make sure that we don't have any other listeners who have questions before I continue and announce it. All right. Looks like we're good. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the second Iced Out podcast. As on behalf of Iced Out, we're really excited for everybody in this audience. So we want to offer a giveaway, and we're actually going to be giving away 250 UST prizes to people in the audience. I've already taken the screenshot, and we will be putting them in a random number generator. I just took it about 30 seconds ago. I saw we just had another question by AM. I saw the request there. If you're interested, I'll give you a last second opportunity. If not, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you, what is it, April IO. That will be the day. It's gonna be awesome.
All right, T-Cell, before we sign off though, let's just make sure we hit that. The Mutants Mint coming up on the 15th. There's please. 1,000 of them. Oh, sorry, did I— we are going to do that?
No, please go for it. This is important information.
So 1,000 of them on March 15th. It's going to be on Luart. Pablo mentioned 49 UST, so this should pay for your mint. There will be some going public, so that it's not going to sell out during Whitelist and Mad Scientist, so you will have an option to mint public. Obviously, you can use that 50 UST for whatever you want, but it would be great if you minted a mutant. Join us on the Discord. And did that. And then lastly, I think T-Cell, you wrote something down here in chat about the website. Or did I miss that?
Yeah, the website is live. We just briefly discussed it, but guys, everybody who's on here, check out icedoutdao.io, our buddy and Iced Out Bull, Mina AD. Big shout out to him. He's a dev and he helped us make this amazing website with Web3 integration. It's really cool. You can connect your wallet. If you have an Iced Out Bull, it shows you what you have. And it's a really cool way to actually see an overview of everybody in the Iced Out community. You have all our Twitter profiles attached to the picture of our bulls, our names. And you also have our partnerships page where you can see everybody who we've partnered with. And it's really cool. We also have our partnership packages there for future NFT collections that might be interested in partnering with us. And I mean, when it comes down to it, all we want is the best for the Terra NFT space. So that's what we're working towards. That's website V2. Really excited to help us make that dream a reality.
Pablo, thanks so much, man. It was great to talk to you again.
Guys, it's been an honor to be here. And hopefully we can still keep developing this together. Happy to be on board on this.
Yeah, we've got a few people that have requested. I know Sailor's come up on stage and Plan A has requested to speak too. So we'll, if you guys have any questions, feel free to ask. But yeah, I just want to echo what Shredder, T-Cell and Juicy have said, Pablo, that we're all super excited to see how the mutants go and support you going forward in your generational mints. And I think it's going to be absolutely insane how it goes. So just after that, we'll let Sailor come up and ask his question and then Plan A.
Hey, everybody. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm good. Cool. All right. I'm at a work function right now and I'm out in the woods. So connection might be spotty, but I just wanted to— Not much of a question, but I just wanted to say hi to Pablo and say hi to my fellow Iced Outs here. You guys are killing it with these spaces. And Pablo, you've really set the bar as an ambassador for your project. It's been a pleasure working with you and being like an ambassador for the Iced Out collaboration for the mutants. You know, it's the project really reflects like how you carry yourself and the care that you take and how you word things and your insight. And I'm really excited. Like, I'm just essentially can't really say much more than has already been said by fellow Ice Outs, but I'm really excited for this project, and I'm looking forward to continue working with you in the future.
Man, likewise, really nice to hear your voice. Thank you for everything. And, you know, all these words and, you know, all you guys, really, really pumped about the project is what gives us energy to keep pushing and to make this as amazing as it can be. It is so good that it's not just us, but everyone is actually pushing for this to be absolutely amazing. And we will deliver. Definitely something that is worth.
Oh, I believe it.
The people.
I definitely believe that.
Totally.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that it's just seeing so many people supporting it. It just makes us put even more passion and ambition into it. So thanks very much. It really means a lot.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, I mean, just with the fact that you guys are already starting Gen 2 without Gen 1 even being minted, that's pretty huge. You're putting your money where your mouth is. You're backing up your own project. You have faith in your followers and the community around the project. I mean, I was sold with that Gen 1 teaser. Like, it was, I mean, the quality of that teaser video when you guys first put it out, I was blown away with how good it was and how fast everything's developing. So I definitely believe you guys will deliver, and I'm pretty proud to be part of this collaboration.
That's amazing. We're launching something tomorrow that is going to make you really, really happy.
Oh, I know, man. I'm so excited. I've been waiting.
We'll launch something tomorrow. That is going to make everyone very, very happy. It's a little bit of an introduction to the final Gen 1 collection and how it's going to look. And I think people will love it.
Great. Looking forward to it, man. I'll let you go now. Yeah. I've actually got to go. But again, thanks for hopping on with us. And thank you to the fellow Ice Out crew for handling these spaces. It's popping off. We even got Terrace Spaces in here recording us. So big stuff. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hot damn. Thank you, Sailor, for stepping up. That was awesome appreciation and question. Plan A, please step up. Hey, Plan A, are you there?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. So thanks for allowing me on the stage. And yeah, I'll keep it very brief because other people have spoken already. But first of all, thanks, Pablo. I actually didn't know anything about the Mutant Set project, but got really excited. So definitely trying to mint one or two and keep an eye on the project. Really interesting. So thanks for all the insights. And yeah, I'd just like to say thank you to all the Ice Out crew there. I joined the first basis 1 month ago, and I didn't have an Ice Out bull then. But fortunately, I was fortunate enough to quickly purchase one and become a member. And it's been really, like it was said on the previous spaces, exclusive until you're in, and then it's really inclusive, and that's really true. So thanks. That's all I want to say. Cheers.
Cheers, man. Really appreciate it.
Cheers. Beautiful words. Thank you, Plan A. And then we had one more speaker, but I don't see him on the spaces anymore. So that, I think we're going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much again for the third time for tuning in. We will catch you guys April IO. Check out the website in the meantime. Big shout out to Mina AD. Big shout out to all the Iced Out Bulls for getting on here. Everybody in the audience who spoke up and asked questions. Hope you guys got something out of this space. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Iced Out Day Spaces featuring Pablo from Mutants, recorded on Thursday, March 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep, brain on repeat, no amount of please would you shut the fuck up, yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning, when you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting. All these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free the suffer, no need to suffer. The leaders busted freedom, hunter disagreements, wander cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders. Take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the Ruby's hostile, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fucking sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic bougie with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here fucking clueless, looking at the next duck trying to see who the goose is. Should've paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote.
Terra Spaces.